I'm Guy Cook. This is the Guy Cook Report. Thanks to the patrons. We sure appreciate your help. The topic today, the 6 pages every WordPress blog should have in 2018 and beyond. And that's because they've done their homework. The people at socialboss.com said these are the important pages that you need to have. And let's take a look at that right now. I like how their page comes up so quick. Of course, it has to be cached to do that quick. Anyway, the 6 pages, here's the list. And I've got the summary of that list in the show notes. If you go to theguyocookreport.podbean.com, you can get that list in a compact form. Contact page is number 1. Make sure that your business address, your phone number, used to be called the NAP, N-A-P, name, address, phone number. It's important to have that. The about page, it's very important so they can identify the reasons that they should know you and do business with you. A little bit about yourself, increase your transparency. The privacy policy, if you're going to gather email addresses and such, you just about anybody that's got a blog is going to do that for their mailing list and so forth. Then you got to have a privacy policy. Make sure that link is available to them. Right? And the sitemap, if your site's big enough, and hopefully it is, you got to have a sitemap, because if they can't look for what they want to find, they're going to go someplace else and look for it. And we don't want that to happen. The affiliate disclosure page is if you've got an affiliate program, tell them right up front, hey, I'm reselling for, like in the case of the Guy Cook Report, I resell for SiteGround, the web hosting company, and I resell for CodingBrains.com. If you need a program developed, project developed, they're a good bunch of people. Services page is the last one listed, and that's identifying the services that your company offers. This has been another episode of the Guy Cook Report. I'll see you tomorrow. It's a wrap.